I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl,
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I have to turn us down this week. We were way too loud last week.
That's fine. I mean, the jumping parts and the, like, it looked fine. I heard it on the playback that it sounded, like, not awesome. What?
Sounded not awesome?
Yeah. When we were playing it back that night.
I think we just have to watch the levels, not necessarily the blue bits.
Yeah, the blue bits seem, like, the blue bits were seeming the right amount. But also the green wasn't jumping into red. Like, it did a little, but not a ton.
Right. But if I turn myself up and ha, like, that's it's
how,
way
how
too.
Much red it is.
Right. Come here. You gotta sit, do it into the microphone. Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Is this the one that I do?
Yes, did that's do the one right? You hit. Yep.
You told me to hit at least three buttons, and I was just like, yeah.
Hit the pause, hit the record, hit the play.
One of them, hit a thing.
I don't know. You're in charge of that. I'm in charge of this. And it looks like our levels are good, eh?
Yeah. You guys, one of these days, you'll be like, wow, they sound amazing. But last time was not one of those days.
Today might be the day.
Today might be the day.
After 9 years. What?
What the what? What the what?
How's the pop filter? Yeah?
Yeah, we want to know how that is. I was.
Can you hear me breathe?
I was listening to a ton of old episodes, and I was like, God, I pop a lot. There was a there's a reason I had to listen to a lot of episodes.
We pop a lot.
We pop
and lock.
We pop and lock it.
So
Shannon,
how are these BT dubs?
Yeah.
Still, like, I got a pop filter, but it doesn't fit the mic.
I didn't even notice.
It comes with like a little pin. You're supposed to screw it together.
Oh, that's funny.
But the mic's too small. Their circumference is too small. So I just like have it wedged up in the clippies for the anti-shaky thing.
We've got a lot
so
going on.
It's still
on
there.
We got a lot going on.
We
got a lot going on.
It's all good. I sound excellent in my headphones.
That's good news. I'm glad you sound excellent. So this is amazing. How much shit have we talked about people in the last 9 years?
All the shit.
Let's talk about some of the things we talked about. I made fun of Rebecca's wedding in Curacao extensively.
And your friends all listened to this, correct?
I mean, I don't know. I just assume that nobody ever calls us on our bullshit. So I just, that's part of why I'm like, no one listens to us. Because how could they? Because
we talk all the shit. I talk shit about my family all the time.
You talk so much shit about
I know
Cheryl.
My sister listens once in a while. And I talk shit about her, too. She never brings anything up.
No.
We did talk shit about Scrotum Zach.
So, yeah, that is the one time that it came back to us.
And that was super early.
It was super early where we were, like, still posting it all the time.
But we didn't, like, give their real names.
No, we just called them Scrotum Zach.
And only people who were familiar with what happened to me could piece it together.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then Scrotum Sack was like, I'm going to sue you.
We're like, you can't.
Because
stop
first
it.
Off, we didn't say anything untrue.
Correct.
So you cannot sue us for slander.
And we didn't use your real names.
And we didn't use your real names. So,
but you've been really good about giving people pseudonyms, fake names.
Yes, except for this time. So I trash talked a person. I trash talked multiple people
with real names.
With real names, and
that aren't related to you because we trash talk our family. You trash talk your family. You don't give your family pseudonyms.
No, I never gave Mark a pseudonym because, well, we were dating for the first couple years of the podcast, and I just never did because like that
he was your boyfriend,
my boyfriend at the time. So maybe he should have a nickname. Drug addict. Drug addict X. That's his name now. Whenever I'm talking about Mark from now on, it is drug addict X. Yeah, I've gotten sloppy in my old age. But I said some really hurtful things about some people, particularly one person who called me out on it. And I was like, oh, like, I have a podcast. I forgot I have a podcast. Listen, recording the podcast is like a fever dream, okay? Like, we come here, we talk, we say the things, and then we do it, and, like, that's it. Like, I can't remember what I've said. So, that...
But surprise! Some things are exaggerated.
That's true.
For effect.
Oh, yeah.
We are Shannon and Maggie, but we are exaggerated versions of ourselves.
Right. This is not... This is a
may
reality.
Say and do things... on here that we wouldn't normally do in real life, a lot like a shock rock, right? Yeah,
right. But
we're like the Howard Stern of the Midwest.
Oh, I'm the Lady Howard Stern.
Like, DJs get in trouble all the time for talking about their families on air,
yeah,
and their personal life, but yeah, they do it for ratings. We do it because it's a good story.
Yeah.
Even though we only have 10 people that listen to it.
I still want to make a good story for those 10 people. But yeah, I definitely hurt someone and felt pretty fucking bad about it. Like, I spent the weekend not being able to do anything. I was, like, in bed being like, oh, I can't move. I mean, I'm having, like, life anxiety about many other things. We can talk about, we can make a list of Maggie's life anxiety issues. However, I felt super fucking guilty about that. That I was exaggerating for effect and being inaccurate for a story and ended up hurting somebody about it. So, from now on, everybody gets nicknames. Again, we're going back to nicknames. Sorry, I forgot. Sorry, I forgot nicknames. That was really rude of
me. Still gonna trash talk you.
We can't.
But now you get a nickname.
We can't stop trash talking. What else do we...
What else are we going to do?
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else to talk about in the whole world. I cannot wait to trash talk my professor because I sent you a short version of that in the text.
Oh, yes. I need more context. Yeah. I definitely want to talk about this because I think I know what she was saying, but I didn't want to... discuss that over messaging with you.
We will get there. We will get there. So yeah, I actually am sort of thinking that this friendship might be over because of my trash talk and podcasting self, which I feel pretty sad about.
It's okay. I give you permission to say goodbye because quite frankly, it's not a healthy relationship and you are in a way better place now than you have been in the past.
All right, so I have a story that I definitely told on the podcast when it happened. Back in 2018, I met this guy at a munch, and he was over 6 feet tall and under 160 pounds. So of course I was like, "You are beautiful. are you built like a hot toothpick? I want it." But he was also way too young for me, and so I was like, "I'm just gonna befriend this guy, like, even though I find him attractive, like, also not gonna, like, I just want to look at him and be his friend, right? Like, I can have weird boundaries. That's how I do literally everything, is with weird boundaries. So I totally thought we were vibing. We texted all the time. I invited him to an event with me and he came to it and we talked the whole time and talked about, like, Emperor's New Groove. I thought we were vibing. And then out of the blue, he's like, "I'm not gonna sleep with you." And I was like, "What?" Because I never said anything about that. And then he was like, "You know, you're really too intense. Like, you come across way too strong." And I was like, "I thought we were on the same page." And I just, like, didn't respond to him and never talked to him again after that. Because he also offered to help me learn how to be better with people. Yeah.
I'm giving eyeballs. I don't ever remember hearing that particular part.
That he promised to help me learn how to
be better with people.
Yeah, deal with people better.
What are we on the spectrum?
Apparently, like... I don't know. But he was like, "You're way too intense, and like you, I can help you figure out how to deal with people because," but like, it was too intense for him because I thought we were vibing, and he did not think we were vibing. I thought, like, "You are in my tribe. Like, we are people who get along." Because when you are getting along with people who are in your group, there's not too much vibing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, circling back around to this, like, I clearly thought that this person and I were in the same place. Like, I thought they were great, and I thought they thought I was great, and that's just not what it is. And I sound like I'm fake crying, but I'm real crying. So let's pull it together. Vamp, Marshall!
I can't vamp off that. God damn it, I was ready to contribute to the conversation.
Okay, contribute to the conversation but, while I put I mean, myself you, together.
You are intense.
Yeah.
And you, to be friends with Maggie, you do have to be able to live in that intensity.
Right.
Okay. But for him, for them, whoever, oh yeah, tall, skinny otter.
Hot pencil otter.
For him to be like, let me teach you how to be less intense, fuck that.
Yeah.
You just have to find your tribe that can live in that intensity.
Right. I mean, and here's the thing, is that, like, I'm not totally socially idiotic, right? Like, he was giving me stuff back that made me think that he was like, because you're right. My people need to be down with my intensity. They need to be good with it and be able to live in it. And so he was acting like he was cool with it until finally he told me he was not.
And I was not.
Like, this is very embarrassing for me right now. I didn't say that to him. That was just in my head. I'm not going to tell him that.
So what's the point of this particular story? Are you trying to say how far you've come from that?
No, I was saying that this is happening again. When I started crying, I was talking about this current situation where, like, this, we need to give this person a nickname. We're going to call her Puppy Lady.
Because no one who listens to us consecutively is not going to be able to piece that together.
Correct. Okay. So Puppy Lady, also, we were not on the same page. That's where I was going with this. Is okay. that that shock of him being like, I'm not going to sleep with you. And also, you're too intense. And also, let me teach you how to be better with people. Is like, I feel the same right now. Of like, you said horrible things. I can't trust you. You're ridiculous and we can't be friends. I'm like, oh, like I thought we were in the same place and we are not. And that is awful.
Well, she's not in the same place anyway, regardless. There's other shit going on. They are not in the same place. And you and I, we were all collectively right to try to say goodbye to that relationship over a month ago. Like, well over a month ago. I don't know. Time's weird.
Time is weird. Welcome to COVID time.
I think yesterday was 4 days ago, and it was yesterday, so time's weird.
Well, anyway, that's
now that. I know how my geriatric grandparents feel when they're like, I don't know what fucking day it is, because time's fucking weird. When you're secluded in your house full of anxiety and fear and depression during a pandemic.
All I've been having is anxiety and fear and depression.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
281. Woo!
Yeah. So let's continue with anxiety and fear fest. I went to the dentist for the first time in 10 years.
How'd that go for you? I know we were dreading it because you thought you were going to need like several deep cleanings. Yeah. How'd that go?
I had no cavities and I don't even need a deep cleaning.
What?
Yeah.
Look at that.
So I freaked out for no reason. And not only that, like, for a while, I didn't have the money to go, but for, like, the last 5 years, I've had the money to go, and I haven't gone because I've been too scared. And part of what made me decide to go was that I noticed black, what I thought were holes in between my teeth. You guys, this is disgusting, and I'm warning you before it comes out of my mouth. It was black plaque. It was a plaque that had blood in it and had solidified to my teeth and was black. It just right in between. And I do floss, but, like, also a lot of things can happen in 10 years. And that was one of the things that happened. So I thought that I had cavities in between my teeth.
She had the black plague in her teeth.
I had the black plague in my mouth.
Good thing I don't make out with you.
Yeah, truly. It was pretty awful. So, yeah, they want to see me again in 4 months because they're like, you don't need a deep scaling, but we also want to see you like back again sooner than 6 months. Oh, and she goes, are you sure that it's been only 10 years? Like, are you sure that it's been 10 years and not less than that? Because it seems like...
Because I've seen people who... I almost said the N-word. Because I've seen people who haven't been to the dentist in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to say the N-word disparagingly, but just like... Right. You know, just people. People in general. Like, right. I have seen bitches...
Right.
Who have not been to the dentist in 10 years.
Right.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
And their teeth look nothing like your teeth look.
I mean, yeah. I have good teeth genetics. I've never had a cavity in my life. I thought I had them, but I didn't. I have zero.
Good job.
Thank you.
I have cavities all the time because I'm addicted to sugar.
You think that you eat that much more sugar than me, though?
I don't know.
You eat with me all the time.
I don't anymore.
I guess that's true. In my life. In the last 10 years.
Also, getting preg fucks up your teeth.
Yeah, I know. That
like,
that's
a legit thing. And so I did get a... I had 7 cavities when I went to the dentist after giving birth to Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
My dentist was like, you need to lay off the pop. I was like, I don't drink pop. He's like, what are you drinking that's full of sugar? I was like, 60 ounces of Gatorade a day? He was like, stop it.
So the day before... So this is the story I said we were going to tell because this is relevant. So I freaked out about the dentist for many years for no fucking reason.
Good for you.
Good for me. So then the day before I went to the dentist, I was working on my homework for community college, right? Because I'm also doing, in addition to starting grad school, I also am doing a statistics class at the community college so that I can be better at teaching statistics.
Hooray!
So the homework, I'm like more than halfway through it, and it's asking you questions about yourself. It's a survey about everybody in the class, and then this week our homework is to do graphs and shit with all of the survey information, right? So then one of the things is, how many cavities have you had in your life? And I'm like, I don't know, because I've never been diagnosed with any cavities, but I clearly have these black spots on my teeth. So I said 2, just guessing, right? Because I'm already more than halfway through the homework and I wanted it to be done. And then I go to the dentist the next day and I have 0 cavities and I'm like, well, now I'm very proud and I want, like, I feel like I've lied. I've lied on the data. I feel guilty about lying on the data. It's very important for my community college class to have accurate data.
I'm laughing because I have feelings and opinions on this. So keep going.
So I email the professor and I say, I explained to her, I was like, I just guessed that I had 2 cavities, but I didn't. And do you want me to resubmit the assignment so that the data is accurate, or do you just want me to leave it? And instead of answering my question and saying, it doesn't matter, just leave it. Or instead of saying, no, we want the most accurate data possible for our crappy-ass community college class. Because she could have said that. But instead she just responds and says, I have all your homework from you. You're doing fine.
I mean, she doesn't care. Right. Now that I have the full story, she doesn't care.
Right.
It's statistics. So you being an anomaly is actually going to help the data because you're going to be part of the group they either keep or they toss out.
Yeah.
So because you, I believe when you're dealing with big data, you always toss your outliers.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you had reported 0, you're not going to be the average of the class. So they would have tossed your 0 out to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're 13, they're going to toss that one out too because the average person is 10.
Right.
You know, so 2 is just fine. Your data will be counted.
Right. I mean, she should have just said, it's not a big deal. It's like, you don't have to redo the assignment.
Even like saying, by saying, I have all your stuff. That's her saying, like, it's not a big deal. Chill out.
But I was like, you didn't answer the question I asked. I was like, is she stupid? Did she not read my email? Did she just see me saying that I, like, did my homework and I was worried about my homework? And she was like, no, your homework's fine.
That's also possible. But it also, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Let's take a page out of Schitt's Creek when Alexis tells David, it doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't care. You answered the survey. You could have said you had 12 flying monkeys come out of your butt at one point. Like, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So, you know,
because they're going to use that data as a teachable moment.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
You know, I started grad school yesterday, and I'm, like, in this college class, and I'm just panicking, okay?
It doesn't matter.
Just panicking.
Are you saving lives?
No.
Will someone die if you don't do something in any of these grad classes?
No.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer. Oh, ask yourself every day, is someone going to die if I don't do this or if I worry too much about this? If the answer is no, then take a deep breath.
One of my professors clearly loves being a snob. And I'm like, wow, you are pretentious as fuck.
Teaching at community college.
No. This is my MSU grad school professor.
Teaching at MSU. Says the pretentious U of M employee with 2 degrees from Central Michigan.
Okay, you get to, yes, you get to be like that if you want to be. But I was like,
hey, working for U of M for 20 years is basically a degree. I basically have a PhD in bullshit.
That's right. Okay? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I have a PhD in reading between the lines.
You are good at that. That's why
I'm real good at that.
That's why I ask you for help with that.
I like exceptionally good at that. Like my boss comes to me, I good at that.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was reading my syllabuses yesterday, I was like, am I stupid? Was this a horrible mistake? Do I have no idea what I'm doing? Am I in way over my head?
You're fine. I told you my master's degree was easier than my bachelor's degree. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. Do your best. Have fun.
Right. I mean, I work for myself. It's not like I have to turn my grades into anybody.
Correct. You don't have an employer paying for your tuition that you have to show you at least got a C or better.
Right.
Now it is grad school, so you do need generally a B or better to earn the degree. At least at U of M you do. So check the MSU grad school handbook.
I think it's that too. They do theirs on a scale, on a point scale. Mm-hmm. So I think you need a 3-point.
Yeah.
Which is a B.
So just don't get lower than a B, which is really easy.
My first assignment from, I have one class that is completely self-paced that I'm going to wait until school's out to like really get started. I mean, I'm going to pick away at some of it, but I'm going to buckle down on it after I'm done tutoring for the year. And it has so much reading material. Like, and it's like, you need to read, all of this is required. Now compare these two essays. And I'm like, why am I not just reading those two essays?
Just read the two essays. Just do the work.
I'm like, this is an utterly ridiculous assignment.
Make sure you read the syllabuses. If it's one thing, I took one grad class as an undergrad and I didn't read the syllabus.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there was like an online chat room component. Oof. And I got a bad grade in the class because I basically had 0 points for that.
Oof.
Like, assignment percentage of my entire grade.
Can I tell you a story about, I was 100% going to get an A in the class, and the moment that I got a B in it was this. My mom and I had a weekend Disney cruise planned, and over that weekend, it's like that weekend Disney cruise had been planned for a very long time. It was my 21st birthday cruise, and it was my film and video studies class, and that was when the weekend we had to film our project. And so I was not there for filming of the project. And of course my group members ratted me out. And I actually tried to meet up with them. I checked one of the video recorders out from the place where you had to check it out on like the Wednesday. And I tried to meet up with them on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like I tried before we left, and they couldn't make it work. And so they had to do the whole thing by themselves without me. And like
your producer.
I pussied up and I did like most of the editing, but they still ratted me out and were like, she did nothing for filming. And that was the moment that I got to be in that class.
You're like, I went on vacation.
Yeah, well.
I tried to do it.
I did try to do it.
Outside.
I tried. So that was a disappointing moment for me because I'd been doing really well in that class.
Well, you know, Disney vacations fucking up everyone's lives.
Fucking up everyone's lives.
Fucking Catherine's teacher gave me shit for taking her to Disney this year.
Yeah, but teachers hate that.
I don't give a fuck.
Every parent does it. Like, think of it from the teacher's point of view. Every year, they have a handful of students who miss school to go to Disney World.
I don't care.
I know.
It's grade school.
My mom.
Is anyone dying if my kid doesn't go to first grade? For 3 days?
Yeah, my mom hated it too. My mom, like, despised it. Although, my mom taught special education, and her students missed class all the fucking time, and she had a really hard time, like, teaching them to fucking read when they missed a ton of school. So, you know. But no, teachers hate it. They hate how many people will take their kids out of school to go to Disney World.
Normally, I'm very responsible with planning around school, but this was our post-COVID, COVID's over tour. So.
Can we talk about all the shit going on at Disney World all of a sudden? They're just like, no masks. Bye. Oh, yeah, except inside on a ride. That's it.
We still need masks.
We do still need masks. I had a fucking meltdown on Friday when the CDC made those recommendations.
Everyone had a fucking meltdown.
Everybody. No, there were millions upon millions of people who were cheering that decision.
I point to the ghost body of my husband sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. I was like, we are not a fully vaccinated household, number one. And number two, vaccines aren't cures.
Right.
Having a COVID vaccine means you just, when you get COVID, you won't die from it.
Yeah.
You'll still get it. You'll still get sick, just not as bad. So unless you want COVID, you should go live your life like you have no care in the world. But if you would still like to not even contract it, you should still continue to wear a mask in large crowds.
You want
to
hear the dirt that my epidemiologist friend told me?
Yes.
So the CDC has been being sued constantly.
Yes.
Right? People being like, you're taking away my freedoms. And so the math says that the likelihood and cost of a major outbreak at this point is less than their cost of continuing to fight court battles.
Awesome.
Which on the one hand, well, that's nice that the chance is less, but then on the other hand, oh my fucking God, what?
Right. I mean, look at our own state, what our own governor went through. They fucking sued her for trying to keep people safe.
And they tried to kill her.
Yes.
There was a plot to kill her. Like, I am not surprised that she stopped being a hard ass about it. They tried to fucking kill her.
It was futile. Like, doesn't matter. So, everyone I know is still wearing masks. Except, did you see that meme I sent you?
Which?
It was a conservative tweeted. Now I gotta start wearing a mask because I don't want to be mistaken as a vaccinated Democrat.
I totally missed that. That's
I was like, oh my God, I continue to wear a mask because I don't want to be mistaken for an unvaccinated Republican.
That's very funny. That's very, very funny.
So we're all wearing masks now because no one wants to be mistaken as the other. And now a few of us are over here like, was this the CDC's plot all along? Reverse psychology?
I don't think that they have a plot. Their plot was just
stop being sued.
Keep people safe. Stop being
sued. The number two of the CDC stepped down.
Oh, I missed that.
Yep, she resigned.
Well, so I saw the thing.
Probably over this bullshit.
It was Agatha all along, right? And
yes.
Winking and it says, hello, store greeter. Of course I am fully vaccinated.
Wink, wink. Because right? We all know Agatha talks out of both sides of her mouth and it's hilarious.
And we know that, like, that's what's going to happen because immediately when the Correct. CDC said that, Meyer was like, we're going to take people at their word.
I'm vaccinated. We all know that's happening.
Right.
I have been out and about into many stores this weekend. Most of them have their mask signs down.
Yeah.
Most of them still have their sanitation stations set up all over the place, though. Only a handful of stores were still asking publicly to still wear masks.
Oh, my parents just went up to visit the beach house, the cabin in the woods. Mm-hmm. Nobody was wearing a mask. Up north, zero masks.
Yeah. Jenny doesn't wear masks. They don't wear masks in Tennessee.
That's wild.
She's like 25% of the population might. She's like, we haven't had any outbreaks in months.
And I mean, that's CDC numbers, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
I'm like, well, maybe it's because you guys don't travel around.
Yeah.
Think of where you live in middle of nowhere, rural Tennessee.
So I was in this Facebook group for many years.
This is sad.
I was having a meltdown about it. And today I'm just like, fuck bitches, get money. All right. That's not what I was
What like. Group was it, by the way? You never told me.
It was a group for queer fans of My Favorite Murder. Right.
Okay.
So there's like so many My Favorite Murder fans that they've like broken up into all of these other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's like.
So you're with the gay murderinos.
The gay murderinos mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. exactly what it is. And so the gay murderinos do Meme Dump Monday. Mm-hmm. And so I posted that meme.
Which is hilarious. Agatha. It's Agatha like, ha, 70s Agatha smiling.
And winking.
Because we all know that's reading. What's happening.
Of course I'm fully vaccinated. And I had a few people laugh react to it, like a normal amount. And then, like, 7 hours after I post it, somebody tags all the admins and is like, seriously, what the fuck? And I was like, what do you mean, what the fuck? And this person, like, all these people piled on me and were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you even post this? We do not joke about you are advocating 70,000 people die.
You're like, obviously you don't interact with me ever on, like, what?
I wasn't saying that
no,
that's what we should
it's tongue in be cheek.
Doing.
It's what all the conservatives are doing right now. It's right. What people who don't believe in science are doing right now.
And they
now.
Were like, this is not fucking funny. They banned me and muted everybody who laughed, reacted at it.
That's excessive.
I have been in that group for years.
I mean, I take the pandemic seriously.
Yeah.
But anyone who has a fucking sense of humor, like, knows that meme is funny. And anyone who knows what's going on in the world can automatically deduce that that's what every anti-masker and anti-vaxxer for COVID vaccinations is doing right now. Like, that's the tongue-in-cheek of it.
Right.
You weren't being serious.
Of course I wasn't. Like, I think that they thought that I was saying that I'm that person, that I'm Agatha.
Correct.
And that hadn't even crossed my fucking mind.
They think you're Agatha. They think you're a conservative anti-masker.
That thought hadn't even crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm pretty pissed at the admins because, like, that's a really rude way to talk to a person and also make assumptions. Like, how much better would it have been if they'd just been like, I don't think this is coming across the way you mean it. And we're going to remove this comment. And will you PM us, please?
Yeah, or we're going to mute you for a week.
Right.
Ban you for posting a hilarious meme. And I get how double standard I sound right now because there are a lot of memes that are jokes. And I do sound like that get a sense of humor fucking person.
Right.
But, like, if you watched Marvel... If you had your pulse on what's going on in the world and that meme literally came out the afternoon the CDC said don't wear a fucking mask anymore. You can take off your mask if you're vaccinated.
Right.
How fast did it take that person to make that meme?
Right.
Like, it's all in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because anyone who thinks the CDC is wrong, which all the scientists I know who study this shit for a living are like, how could you fucking do this? It's all about the money, baby. Follow the Benjamins. It's always about money. Every decision that's made in the world is always about money. We can get to Biden and the fucking Israeli-Palestinian conflict next if you want. But because I went down that rabbit hole with Scott and Guest. Oh, U.S. must be funding Israel again, huh?
Yeah,
and he's
we
like,
are.
Yep, Biden started giving them money again, and here they are bombing Palestine. Awesome. Great. Fucking A, Biden. We need to move to happier topics.
Yeah,
all right, so
been,
you got banned.
Heavy. Yeah.
People are oversensitive jerks.
Yeah.
I sound like a hypocrite because, like, same thing. But guess what? If I find a meme, if I find I'm reacting oversensitively to a meme, guess what? I just keep fucking scrolling.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that...
Or
like,
I might message that person, and which I haven't done, but, like, I've thought about it, of course, a gazillion times, messaging them and being like, that might be a little insensitive, and this is why.
Right. If they had said that to me, I would have been like, Oh, yeah, let's delete that. Like, we could have had a conversation about it.
Right.
But, like, there was a pylon telling me what a fucking disgusting human being I was for posting that. And how, and like, Jesus Christ, Shannon, I had a meltdown on Friday and couldn't get off the fucking couch because I was panicking about the, like, how this is going to lead to another horrible, you know,
spikes are coming. I have a birthday party with 35 people coming to my house on Saturday. Guess what? Everyone's vaccinated, but we're all still wearing our fucking masks because it's a gathering of 30 people.
Furthermore, none of the children are vaccinated. This is one of the other issues.
Correct. And that's all also... the adults are vaccinated, but not all the teenagers are yet, and none of the children are.
Because they can't yet. And that's one of my issues with Disney, being like, we're going with the CDC's ridiculous recommendations. No more masks. And they're taking down the all of the guards, the like plastic.
Oh, I like the plastic guards.
Yeah, they're taking all of that down. Like, Disney's just like, and the pandemic's done. Hooray.
I think we should talk about the things that I would like to see stay due to the pandemic.
Okay, let's talk about what would we like to see stay.
I will continue to wear masks in public, I think.
Me too.
And at large gatherings like concerts and run fests and theaters and, you know, backyard parties, maybe. We'll see about that.
If it's a backyard party, if it's you and the lady and non-binary crew and we're all vaccinated, I would hang out here without wearing masks with all of them.
But if it's like a graduation party and I don't know anyone there, or baby shower, or like if it's a bunch of people I don't know, I'm wearing a mask. If it's a bunch of people I do know, I'll probably not.
Yeah.
I love the sneeze guards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you really can't hear me. I love them. I think it's great. It protects you from me.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking sick, diseased people go shopping?
I know.
And then how many workers go to work sick?
I mean...
Like, let's protect each other.
You're literally not allowed to call off if you work at a restaurant.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was... So, I got in trouble for calling off Applebee's because, like, I was having just, like, a little tingle downtown. And then, like, it got to be an hour before work, and I was like, oh, this is a full-on UTI, where it was like, and I'm burning now.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't come in, I have a UTI. And they tried to pressure me to come in still. Like, you don't get to call off at restaurants.
I had to call off at Fridays, I was a hostess, because I sprained my ankle.
Mm-hmm. And they tried to make you come in?
Well, we need a doctor note. I was like, no. I'm not getting a doctor note. I sprained my ankle. I do not need to go to the doctor to tell me that I can't walk.
Right.
Well, we're going to have to write you up. That's fine.
Oh, I had that in a class.
I don't fucking care.
In a class at
U of M. Suck a bag of dicks. Write me up. Ooh, I'm so scared. My third part-time job might fire me. Fuck you. Like, you're the one losing out on a body.
When I went to U of M, they told me I needed a doctor's note for skipping class, which, like, come the fuck on.
That's just your professor being an asshole.
It was my professor being an asshole. I was vomiting that day. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't have good insurance at that time. I had shitty ass, like, you're in college insurance. I wasn't going to go pay for the doctor. Like, that's classist bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Telling, like... I'm not coming to class because I'm throwing up.
I don't think they can ask you that anymore now anyway.
Good. Because I was like, next time I'll bring you puke in a bag. I'm not playing this.
Right.
But I, you know.
Or go to their office and puke on their desk. You need to prove here you are.
Yeah. I was furious about that. I was furious. It was, Jesus Christ, it's college. I'm paying for the fucking class.
Yeah. So I like the sneeze guards.
Yeah, I like my masks. I like
the sanitation stations everywhere.
Yeah, me too. I'm about it. I like people having flexible work schedules. I mean, it's not...
Love working from home. I don't think I'll go back to the office. A lot of people are like, don't want to go back to the office.
Yeah. I mean, I miss my kids. I miss seeing them in person, but it's, you know, like, I like that they get to choose, because some of them really did say, I'd rather just stay. Like, this is easier for my schedule to do it on
virtually.
Zoom.
Yep.
So, like, I like people having more flexibility. Other thing I like is low-wage jobs losing all their fucking workers. Such justice boner.
People just don't want to work. No, people want to be paid what they're worth.
Yep.
And no, raising the minimum wage is not going to raise the price of your burger. Raising minimum wage is going to lower the pockets, the profits in the CEO's pockets.
Right.
And being a billionaire is unethical, and I will fight anyone on that.
Yeah, so, I still really love the suggestion of, like, if you make $1 billion, we take literally everything over $1 billion from you. You can have 999 million, and whoops, sorry, I have 999 million, and you get a statue that you won.
you get a statue that you won.
You won capitalism.
We will make the billionaire park.
Yeah, billionaire park.
Maybe even in Manhattan. Why not? Like, we won't put it in middle of nowhere, you know, Nebraska. We'll put it in Manhattan. We'll have billionaire park down at the tip, by the Staten Island Ferry, right in the financial district, and we'll just have billionaire park, and everyone who's ever earned over $1 billion net worth can have a statue in there.
You won capitalism. Congratulations.
You can even have a sash. I won capitalism.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Make sure it fits over their ample bosoms. Yeah. Anyway,
so there's things that we can keep. I'm down with keeping masks. I had a Reddit post to read for you.
Yeah, I didn't make a list tonight, so whatever you want to do is fine.
All right, so this is from Am I the Asshole? It says, "Am I the asshole for having my wedding in sign language? I, a 24-year-old woman, am deaf, and growing up, my parents got me bilateral cochlear implants and forced me into mainstream school. Never taught me sign language, and never immersed me into my culture as a deaf person. They were actually pretty against me using ASL at all. I took ASL in high school against my parents' wishes, and then got into a deaf university. Although I couldn't sign fluently when I started, I finally felt accepted and understood, and the deaf community was nothing but welcoming. I became fluent in ASL after a few months and stopped wearing my processors completely, as there was no need for them anymore. I honestly didn't realize how alone I had felt until I didn't feel that way anymore. I also met my fiancé in college. He is from a very large family of deaf people. Everyone he knows, even in his far extended family, is deaf, and everyone is fluent in sign. I love his family so much. We've been together 4 years, and he proposed last May. We've been planning the wedding and decided to have it fully in ASL.
Yay!
Right? The pastor at our church is... at our church's deaf program, agreed to do the ceremony. My extended family of hearing people is small. My mom, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin. However, my cousin is learning sign.
So that's like 8 people?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
My fiance's huge extended family are all deaf or sign fluently will be there, and most of our friends are deaf and no sign. We decided to get an interpreter for the hearing people, though, so they would know what was going on. Our wedding is in August, so we just sent out the invites. The invite mentions that it will be in ASL, but that there will be an interpreter for those who are signing impaired.
Oh, I love it. That is so shady. It feels shady to the hearing people, but I love it so hard.
It's just a joke.
Yes, I love it.
It's just a joke.
No, I love it. I'm here for it.
I love it, too. My mom started texting me immediately and tried to convince me that it should be in English and have an ASL interpreter.
Squeeze me.
I feel like it's our wedding, so we should have it in our first language.
Especially when 80% of the people are deaf.
Yeah. Right? Like, it sounds like maybe even more than 80% of the people at,
like,
this wedding.
When you go to the theater.
Yeah.
And 99.9% of the audience is hearing and one person is deaf, they get an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
So if 175 people are deaf.
Right.
And 8 are hearing, I would say the 8 hearing people get an interpreter.
I agree. And it's nice that they didn't. I mean, there was I can't remember.
They could have just let him sit there.
Yeah, there was a thing where
millions of deaf people have had to do their entire lives.
Someone, I saw that somewhere where someone was like, well, I'm signing and I don't have an interpreter and I was supposed to. So those of you who are hearing will just have, you will have a learning experience right now.
There we go.
And the whole thing was given in sign and the hearing people just had to sit there and watch this person sign.
I love it.
I don't remember what that story is from, but, like, I remember being like, yeah, I guess if I were in that situation, I would just be like, I guess this is what's going on right now. I
guess this is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
Sorry, y'all. Now you know how I feel.
Right.
Every time someone's like, an interpreter was supposed to be here, but they didn't show up. I guess you're just going to have to deal.
That's fucked. All right. So, my mom thinks that we are in America, so English is everyone's first language, and anyone who didn't choose to get cured, quote unquote, which means get an implant, should get an interpreter. She also said that it was disrespectful to say signing impaired. I don't think she realizes the irony, as she always refers to me as hearing impaired. During the entire conversation, she kept repeating that I should never have let you go to that school.
What a bigoted cunt.
My mom also says that deaf people should be used to having interpreters, where she's never had one before, so it will make it harder for her to understand.
Welcome to the club, cunt.
I also don't understand how that's true. How is she listening to the guy who's speaking? How is she going to have a hard time listening to the person who's speaking? That doesn't even make any sense to me. What?
It's just an ableist making excuses.
I know. So then it says, am I the asshole here? Should I have a ceremony in English? Because that's the normal way of communication.
No. Right? Not for your community.
Not for your community.
Her community is deaf.
Her mom is an ableist bitch.
Her mom's a cunt.
I hate her mom.
Her mom is a cunt who
is ashamed.
Ashamed mm-hmm. that she produced imperfect children.
Yep. And then there were some edits. So one says, I can't cut off my parents because I'm helping pay for my little brother to go to a school for autistic kids.
Cutting off your parents have nothing to do with the financial love and support you provide to your brother.
Keep providing for your brother. Don't talk to your parents. We can't sign and speak at the same time because my pastor and fiance cannot speak. Because, you know, that's something that happens. People will sign
right,
while
sign
speaking.
And speak. Yep.
It is a thing that some people do, but not them. So fuck mm-hmm. you. She's marrying someone who doesn't speak and they want them to have it in English.
How uninclusive is that?
That's so messed up. And then it says, my parents did not only learn ASL, but they explicitly prevented me from it growing up.
I can't.
There was a school. Oh my God. I didn't read this part last time. I didn't read it. There was a school for the deaf 10 minutes from our house. And they specifically said they would never let me go there.
I know we say I can't imagine, but we've been imagining bullshit like this for the last year when it comes to the pandemic.
How close-minded and horrible people can be.
A fucking parent. Aren't you supposed to be doing everything in your power to give your children what they need in life to be successful? Oh, but they cured her, Maggie.
Yeah.
So we're just not even going to expose her to the deaf culture because they don't believe deaf culture exists.
Right.
Oh. My culture is hearing. And speaking, and you, Maggie, will can conform to that. You know, as crazy as my own mother is, when I was diagnosed with epilepsy, do you know what my mom did? She dove headfirst into research.
Yeah.
Into finding out everything about epilepsy, into how to get me the resources I needed to be successful, testing, extra classroom work. Like, we didn't have money for tutors, so, like, that wasn't the question. She ended up working for the Epilepsy Association of Southeast Florida.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much into it my mother got. So if that cunt had been my mom, I guess I would have gotten the implants, but my mother would have also learned ASL. We would have all learned ASL. I would have gone to the deaf school 10 minutes away from my right. home. Like, my mother would have embraced deaf culture on top of, quote-unquote, curing me, because she may have had the means to.
Yeah.
And cochlear implants are not are expensive.
And she said that they sucked. Yeah. Like, that's why she stopped wearing them, was because it doesn't sound like regular It doesn't sound the same as it does to you and me.
Right.
Not like hearing music and birds and it's all delightful.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, probably all sound like robots.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's not awesome. And then she also said that signing impaired was in quotations. Reception will be held in ASL. English interpreters will be provided for the, quote, signing impaired. So that's even in quotations.
I love it.
It's not.
Signing impaired.
It's a joke. Yeah, so apparently some people got mad at her for not wearing the implants. Got some of the comments. Because that's why she said they suck. And when I wore them all the time, I would take them off to listen to music. Because that they sounded so bad. So, yep. There it is. Now we know.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop.
Cheryl did tell me the other day that U of M has like 4 hearing impaired students coming to medical school next year.
Mm-hmm.
And administration's already freaking out about how to accommodate them. And I was like, it's really simple, Mom. She's like, what? I'm like, you learn ASL. What? I'm like, yeah. Learn sign language so you can communicate with your scholars.
What?
Like, turn on your captions, learn ASL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe get them a buddy, a classmate buddy who can, you know, be a peer mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're already going to have an interpreter.
Right.
Because they've had to deal with this their whole entire life. So they're not going to medical school without an aide and an interpreter. But, like, the medical school should be encouraging people to learn ASL to accommodate these students.
Well, I mean, and not just that. I've read articles and stuff about how so many elderly people suffer from hearing loss and that as a society, like, we don't know ASL. And so when people get old and have hearing loss, they also don't know it. And so they just...
Yeah, I signed to my grandpa because he refuses to... He doesn't like his hearing aids. He claims they don't work. And
my grandpa
so
said
I
that
signed
all the
to
time.
Him.
This is so ridiculous. So my grandpa would be like, when he got these really like fucking fancy hearing aids in the 90s, right? Like they were top of the line at the time. And he'd be like, what's that? My grandma would be like, that's the garbage truck driving by. And then he'd be like, what's that? Right? Because he was hearing all of these sounds that he had never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lost his hearing as a child. But he faked it his whole life. So he still spoke fine. Like he didn't speak like he'd been deaf his whole life, but he just faked it. So he stopped wearing them and he said it was because they didn't work. No.
It's because he was overstimulated.
You were overstimulated. They worked too well.
Yeah.
You think we're idiots? You could hear the garbage truck for the first time.
Right. It's kind of like, so there's this TV show that I really like. It's called Life in Pieces. And the dad gets hearing aids because his hearing is going. And then he starts hearing everything going on. And he turns, it's app controlled, so he's like at the kitchen table and he goes to the app and he turns them all the way down so he doesn't have to listen to anyone anymore.
Nice.
But no, I agree. I think we should all learn ASL as a second language for
yeah,
sure.
It should be just a regular thing that everybody
yeah.
knows.
And it is different. It is called American Sign Language, so it is different also in Great Britain and
yes.
Australia and
yes.
everywhere else. So.
Yes, sign language does vary by country. So even places that speak English.
And you can watch videos of it on YouTube. You can do ASL versus BSL and see the differences. They're very similar, but they're very also different.
Yeah.
Americans got to make everything harder. Always.
It is what it is. Well, we're getting close to the end, but we haven't talked about content any at all. Any content that you watched this week?
I can't remember.
Well, I have exciting content news.
Okay.
Enchanted 2 is in production. It's called Disenchanted. I love Enchanted.
Was that a cartoon?
Partial cartoon, but mostly in person. Amy Adams comes from the cartoon world, and Patrick Dempsey
okay.
is like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
and she
yeah,
makes,
yeah.
She, you know, she has...
I couldn't remember if it was her... I thought it was... what's her face? It did Princess... Diaries. Anne Hathaway
no.
is also in one, something like that.
Ella Enchanted is what she's
yeah.
in. Yes. Ella Enchanted is one of those Cinderella.
I would love to see Princess Diaries 3. Like, it has been a hot minute. She is married to Dreamy McDreamerson,
mm-hmm.
Chris Pine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see a follow-up when she's raising her own children, please.
I'd be champion for it, but I love Enchanted. It is one of my favorites. I went on a rant not that long ago about why the fuck is it not on Disney Plus. I sent you like many texts in all caps being like, why isn't Enchanted on Disney Plus? It's a fucking Disney movie. It's one of my favorites.
They don't. I did a search yesterday actually for Kurt Russell on Disney.
Yeah.
And only like 3 of his 20 movies are on Disney Plus right now. Because I wanted to watch a specific one, and it's one of 3 themed movies with him in it.
Yeah.
And 2 of them are on Disney Plus, but the middle one isn't.
But Enchanted is a Disney movie.
Yes.
Idina Menzel is 2 Disney princesses.
Oh, is she in Enchanted?
Yep.
Maybe that's why you can only be 1 Disney princess at a time. You can only be 1 Disney
princess at a time. Well, they said Disenchanted is coming to straight to Disney Plus in 2022.
So what's the premise of that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the villain is Maya Rudolph. So.
Ooh.
I mean, literally.
As a burrito? Or as a hormone monster? Like, I don't know.
Could anything be better?
Yeah. Nothing could be better. Scott was rattling off a bunch of Disney trailers dropped this week too. Is it like D23 this weekend or something? It is May.
I literally have no idea.
It is May. It is Comic-Con season. Which San Diego Comic-Con in person is canceled again this year, though they might do something random this summer. So if you have tickets for San Diego Comic-Con from 2 years ago, hold on to those fuckers because they'll be good to go next year.
Yeah. I, in my like wallowing depression, just watched like 3 seasons of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. So I've got nothing to recommend. I really wish, though, that all of the episodes of The Bad Batch had come out at once. Like, this feels like it's something that would be more, what's that word? When you sit there and watch it all at once. It seems more bingeable than, like, I don't know. I don't feel as connected to it. Like, I was always, every week with WandaVision coming out, I was always excited to see what came next, and this just isn't feeling that same way. Like, I wish I had all the story at once, because I'm not feeling as connected to it, I guess.
I was trying to look up and see what I've been watching. I watched Your Highness the other night.
What's that?
That is a medieval themed movie from 2011 with Danny McBride, James Franco, and Natalie Portman. It was hilarious. It's kind of a spoofy, it's a spoofy medieval quest based movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. I love it. James Franco, you know, he's the noble older brother.
Nice.
And Danny McBride is the second brother, who is a womanizer and drinks a lot, where James Franco's character is always out on quests, earning, you know, street cred for the kingdom. So, and of course, Danny's jealous of his brother. Zooey Deschanel's in it too. So it's cute. I enjoyed it.
That sounds good.
It's older though. And I've been watching a lot of stand up on YouTube and Netflix.
Yeah, I've been watching some Bailey Sarian. I always recommend her.
But nothing crazy.
All right.
Nothing crazy this week. I'm trying not to watch, Schitt's Creek.
You can watch it as many times as you want.
We're already back to season 6.
I saw on my Schitt's Creek MFM fan.
Oh, Catherine's been watching a lot of Steven Universe.
Has she?
Yes.
I'm so happy. I love Steven Universe so much. Yeah. I love that show. I was listening to it on the way here. There's 2 songs that were reminding me of my current emotional situation. One is called Tower of Mistakes. It's like, tower made out of my mistakes, and it all comes crashing down. Is there something I can do? Is there something I can say? I was like, yeah, I made all the mistakes.
You didn't make all the mistakes, though. Your tower of mistakes is ginormous. This is just like a window of mistakes in the tower of mistakes.
Yes.
So it's like a Venetian blind in the Tower of Mistakes.
I don't think, no, it's fine. I agree with you. I don't think it's bad to have hope and to give people second chances.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Tower of Mistakes too.
Yeah. And then the other one that I'm listening to is Here Comes a Thought, which is the one that we brought up on PenguinCon episode. Like, truly the best one. It's about meditation and about, like, dealing with your thoughts as they come to you and like, making space for them and letting them go. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
I hate it when people don't love me. I think everybody should think I'm great. And I just hate it when they don't.
We all do.
Hate it when people don't love us.
Hate it when people don't love us.
I had one more exciting thing of news that I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
It's so fast.
Fast.
My B12 had been under 200 for many years, which is bad. Mm-hmm. That's very bad. They even say that under 400, you can be having issues. So I've been taking it every day, 5,000 milligrams, which is 208,000%. 208,000% of your daily value. And I'm finally up to normal range.
Woo!
All it took was taking 208,000% of my daily value every day.
I know. I need to take like 2,000% of vitamin D a day.
So.
But now that the sun's back, I should get a little better.
Internet thing of the week.
Internet thing of the week.
A lot of folks ran out of fucks to give a while ago, but they always seem to have some extra fuck you laying around somewhere in the back.
Here we go.
So there's no fucks here at the store, but there is a fuck you in the back in case you really...
Really need one.
Okay. And then this is relevant to last week's discussion.
Uh-huh.
What is the most misunderstood song in history? My Neck, My Back was about the black woman's struggle to carry the weight of the world on her shoulders, but y'all wanted to be nasty. And this person responds, I guess the lick my pussy and my crack was just a metaphor.
I did add that to my booty mix.
So yes, it was about the black woman's struggle, but y'all wanted to be nasty. Lick my pussy and my crack. Okay,
like she talks about licking her pussy for a solid minute before getting to my neck, my back.
I'm trying to talk myself into it too
because of my own misconceptions of the song, because I'd only heard like the chorus
on the radio
in passing. I'd never even heard it on the radio,
because the radio version was like my neck, my back, with my own, just like that.
Right. Okay, so maybe that version. I don't know. I rolled off the couch and I was like, oh, my neck, my back. Isn't there a song about that? Alexa, play My Neck, My Back.
Stop saying that. She's gonna play it.
I know. Alexa, stop.
Thank you.
Alexa, stop. Alexa. Okay. And sure. Then I was like, what?
Pop that pussy like this.
Right.
Yeah. There it is.
Just in case you didn't get enough of that last week.
But then that came up in my feed and I was like, this is appropriate. It is relevant.
Have that discussion all over again, because I'd love to beat a dead horse.
Beat that horse. All right. Find us everywhere on the internet at That More Thing and interact with us, because we do love hearing from you. You can rate us on iTunes. Just give us 5 stars and say whatever the fuck you want. 5 stars. I can smell their stanky pussies from here. Now, I'm sorry. I'm inappropriate now. I can't stop.
5 stars. These bitches don't know what they talk about, and they keep talking about nothing every week. 5 stars.
5 stars. I wanted to gouge my ears out with pencils. All right. 5 stars. Also, you can interact with me on Twitter. I have a new Twitter.
Are you going to share your professional Twitter with everyone?
No, because I don't need my inappropriateness seeping into my college life.
I still own the sex toy chick. That's if you funny. Wanted to resurrect that.
No, it's okay. All right. But you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode
281.
281 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.